This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
What's up, guys? I'm Emma Choi, and welcome to Everyone and Their Mom, a weekly show from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This week, we're talking about clairvoyant vegetables with comedian, podcaster, actor, and someone who I feel like would Venmo me right back after splitting a margarita pitcher. It's Marie Faustin. Hi, Marie.
Hi. That's actually wrong. I would not Venmo you.
I was more of a hopeful guess.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that's like, I'll Venmo you when I get home, and then I block you immediately. So.
Oh. You know what? I can't blame you. Thrifty. And I love that. So this story I love so much. There's a woman in England who's getting famous for being good at asparagus fortune telling.
Asparagus fortune telling. Please tell me more.
Oh, I would love to. So everyone is looking to an English woman named Jemima Packington, real name, aka Mystic Veg, for answers, because she's been predicting the future really accurately. This week, she's in the news for forecasting who will take over for Boris Johnson for British PM. And spoiler alert, Marie, it's not me, so cross me off your list.
Oh, man.
But, you know, she's not telling the future in any old way. You know, like, reading tea leaves, mapping stars. She's using asparagus.
I like asparagus, so I like where this is going. But please, how do we tell the future with this?
Basically what it is she gets like a bunch of, it has to be farm fresh asparagus. She tosses them up in the air and then she interprets the patterns of how they land. It's like reading tea leaves, but this time you can make a beautiful frittata after. Some of the stuff she predicted that Boris Johnson would be the prime minister 4 years before he got into office, which is crazy. She predicted A Star Is Born would win an Oscar. And then she predicted that Harry and Meghan would leave the royal family and Meghan would have her second kid. Which is, I know, I also predicted that when she asked me again to throw her a baby shower. And I was like, I have a life, Meghan. More broadly, do you believe in paranormal stuff?
I believe in souls and spirits. I believe I could fly. Actually, take that out. We're not singing him.
How about crystals? Are you a crystal girly?
I mean, I have some that people have gifted me. And I'm like, okay. Now that you're bringing up crystals, I don't know where any of them are. They're in here somewhere, though.
Maybe they're messing up your vibe, dude. You should find those.
Ah, damn. Okay, I'm going to look for my crystals. Alexa, remind me to look for my crystals. She just said, when should I remind you? Never mind.
Cameo. Nice. What would you want to know of you if you went to go see the Mystic Veg?
What would I want to know? I guess I would want to know if I've already met my person or if my person is on the horizon. Because, like, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, Alexa, where is my man? Like, what is happening here?
Oh, she's like, I can't help you.
And she's always like, I'm sorry, I'm not sure about that. And I'm like, why are you... You raggedy ass robot. So yeah, I think that's what I would want to know. Because sometimes, like, for my birthday last year, when I blew out my candles, I was like, I wish I meet my person. And so after that, after I made that wish, every guy that I met, I was like, is it him? And it was not him. It's never been him. Like, I'll get in an Uber and the driver will be like, hey, and I'll be like, it's not him. It's there's
that's
no
exhausting,
way.
Exhausting, Marie.
I'm tired.
Like every man you meet. Yes.
Yeah, and some women too. I'm like, well, maybe it's her. I really liked her shoes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm very tired, and that's what I would want the asparagus lady to tell me.
So, my name is Jemima Packington. I'm the world's only asparamancer, which means I make predictions using asparagus.
Should I be nervous to eat asparagus now? It seems like they are more magical.
This is the most wonderful thing about this is we use the asparagus to make a reading, and then we wash it, and then we cook it and eat it. It's the ultimate in recycling.
Wow, that's great. They're dual purpose. You got a BOGO right there. When did you discover this power?
I was a child. I was about 8 or 9. And the way you eat asparagus is, the correct way is with your fingers. You just pick it up, buttery asparagus, And when I was about 8 or 9, you know what a child is like? You don't take one spear, you take a lot. And I took this and some fell on the floor. Uh-huh. And I just came out with a very precocious remark. And there was a deathly silence around the table. And my parents sort of looked at one another because I had an elderly aunt who read tea leaves. Mm-hmm. And they thought, oh, it's skipping a generation then, is it? This ability, if you like. Uh-huh. So they didn't encourage me and they didn't discourage me. They just left me to it.
Do you remember what that first precocious statement was?
Oh, when you were I kid? Couldn't tell you. And no one can remember. And they're all going, phew.
Have you ever come across a round of asparagus and you're like, this will make the best prediction I've ever made? Like, can you get that?
No, any asparagus, I just, because uh-huh. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gimme, gimme, gimme. and what I find is the asparagus is such an earthy vegetable. Mm-hmm. It's very robust. It's very quick growing from the earth, renews itself, that it seems able to take on the energy of whoever wants a prediction. So it's their energy that affects the asparagus and how it makes patterns and how I can interpret.
You've gotten a lot of stuff right with your predictions. Can you give us a sampling of some of your big predictions?
So Megxit, I'm sorry if that seems a bit, but you know, Meghan and Harry leaving, I got that. Politically, Boris Johnson. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I was the first person to say he was actually going to be Prime Minister of Britain.
Wow.
And of course, we've got to say that the England ladies football squad mm-hmm. won the ladies European Cup on Sunday. And I predicted that.
Wow. Do you ever predict your own future?
No. Somebody told me once, don't do your own because, you know, you just concentrate on helping people where you can mm-hmm. and then leave fate to help you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, if I had your power, I would just read myself every day and see if I was going to get in traffic that day. But
you know what would happen with that? If you did that, mm-hmm. then you would get so bogged down in worrying about, oh, should I have done this? Should I have done that? Can mm-hmm. I do this? Can I do that?
I knew I wasn't the only person who wants to know the future. My mom, for example, always loves knowing what's gonna happen next. So much so she's constantly spoiling the future for herself.
Hello, my name is Julie and I am Emma's mother.
Welcome back to the show, Emma.
Well, thank you.
Can you describe how you read books / watch TV?
Well, first with books, I would read books, like the first couple of chapters, get into it, get invested in the characters and the storyline. And then I would jump to the end and see how it ends. But then I can go back to where I left off and read the book knowing how it's going to end and truly enjoy every character and every story.
And you do the same thing with K-dramas, right?
Yes. My thought is that once I know what the story is, mm-hmm. and I really know what this, you know, characters are going through.
Yeah.
I kind of like to see how it's resolved because then I can enjoy the journey.
But if you could do that in life and know more stuff about the future, would you want to know?
100%.
Really? You don't think that would diminish the meaning of now? You just want to know?
No, I would enjoy the now more. Right? If I knew that something's going to happen in 10 years from now.
Yeah.
This 10 years until that, I would live it so much fuller, happier, appreciating every minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me,
okay.
I would like to know. Yeah.
Well, Emma, thank you. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
NPR Plus is a new way to support public media and get more from your favorite NPR podcasts like Fresh Air.
Sometimes I'll actually preface the question with, if it makes you too uncomfortable to talk about, if it's too personal, just tell me. Here's the question.
For behind-the-scenes content, bonus episodes, and more, sign up at plus.npr.org.
So, Jemima, we reached out to you ahead of time and asked if you could answer a question our friend Marie has about her future.
Yes.
And her question is, she wants to know if she's already met her person or if her person is still on the horizon.
Yes.
And you gave us instructions on how to do a virtual reading. So we did exactly what you said. We had Marie go out and buy 3 bunches of asparagus, throw them up in the air while asking her question, and she took a picture of how they fell.
That's right.
Can you describe that photo for a second? Where does she end up tossing the asparagus?
Well, it was obviously on a floor because you could see the floorboards in the foreground. And the floor of the reading is always the immediate future. Mm-hmm. So immediately, if you look and you look almost to center and to the left, there's a letter A. Mm. And then you look further on and you'll see another letter A. Mm-hmm. And then you look further on a letter A, and then even in the far future, you see a letter A. The initial A figures so many times in the reading that this is very significant. So this initial is really, really important to Marie.
Okay.
And then you see the, all I can describe is a melee of spears like this. And it's because she's busy and she's got to make some me time. Mm-hmm. And she's experiencing so many demands because of her sweet nature from family and friends, this is blocking her and choking her. And there's one spear surmounting them and going forward. That is the one that is telling her, me time, take your breath, say to everybody, sorry, sort it out yourself. You know, this time it's me and not you.
Mm-hmm. So only then can she meet her person?
I think the person is there. I think the person is there in initial A. It's there. It's all over that reading. So I suspect that this person is in her sphere, in her life.
Oh, man.
And it could be somebody she didn't even realize. There's potential.
Oh, spicy.
And if she gives herself a bit of time to herself, then it will all fall into place.
That's exciting.
I know, and I want to know, and I want an invite to the wedding.
Hello.
Hello, Marie.
Yes.
Well, Marie, I just got off the phone with Mystic Veg.
Okay.
And she read it. I never thought I would say this. She read your asparagus, and you have the results. Are you ready?
Ooh, let me sit down. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
It is a lot more dramatic than I expected.
Okay, what's the drama, girl?
So first, she gave us some background, and she told us that you're a very busy person, and you're pulled in a lot of different directions.
Okay, yeah, I am very busy.
And then she said that you're experiencing a lot of hurdles and challenges because you're so nice, and your family and friends are making constant demands on your time. And because you're so kind-natured, you find it difficult to say no.
Okay, that feels wrong. I say no all the time.
Really? So considering that, she has some thoughts about your person. She said that it's a person that's already in your life, like already in your sphere. And
okay.
One thing she said right away is that throughout your reading, she saw the letter A tons of times, like A. So she thinks that there's an initial A involved. So do you know anyone with the letter A in their name?
That is straight? No. I don't. So that's interesting. But now I'm gonna be walking through my day-to-day life looking for people with A.
Basically, she said that you have to put yourself first, and this will enable you to follow your own path in your own heart and start realizing who this person is in your life. Congratulations, your person is all around you.
My person is all around me with a initial. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Wow. I learned a lot. I'm gonna unpack this with the group chat later.
Excellent. Thanks, Marie.
Thank you.
Bye.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
All right, here's my favorite part of the podcast. This show was brought to you by Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This episode was produced by Haley Faker, Zola Ray, and Nancy Seychow, with help from Oja Lopez, Blythe Robertson, Lillian King, Sophie Hernandez Simeone This, and the Italian guy on TikTok who keeps making those insane sandwiches. Our supervising producer is Jennifer Mills, and our daddy's boy is Mike Danforth. Once again, Lorna White makes the best sound. Thank you, Soundmaker. Thanks to my mom, Julie, for being my favorite all-time guest.
Now you get me thinking about my future.
And thank you, Tara Sparrowmancer, Jemima Packington.
I don't have a website. I'm a great believer in letting people find me.
Jemima wants listeners to know that the best asparagus out there is Vale of Isham Asparagus. And honestly, I trust her taste on this one. Thank you to my co-host, comedian, and fellow hot girl walker, Marie Faustin.
You gotta just get your mom some choose-your-own-adventure books.
Follow Marie on Instagram, at Reezy. That's R-E-E-E-Z-Y. I'm Emma Choi, and you can find me at WaitWaitNPR and making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound.
I've had asparagus gin, I love. They do asparagus vodka, which I love. White chocolate and asparagus cake is to die for. I've had asparagus ice cream. You can do so many things with it, so don't be afraid of it.
Okay, I'm done. This is NPR.
Big kisses to you all.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
With NPR Plus, you get bonus content from behind the scenes of your favorite shows, like the NPR Politics podcast.
A friend of mine who worked at the Associated Press came in to the courtroom and said, "Step to it, Michael Cohen is flipped on Trump."
And with NPR Plus, you'll be supporting public media. Learn more at plus.npr.org.